Conversation 2. First of all, when do people start work in American offices?
Right. Well, the official workday starts at 9 a.m. This really means 9 o'clock, not 10 past or half past 9.
Would you say that people work very hard in offices in America?
Well, I don't know about employees in your country, but some nations have a philosophy that you work when the boss is around. And anytime he's not there, one can relax by reading the newspaper or doing whatever one likes in a personal way.
And things are different in the States, you're saying?
Well, in America, one is being paid for one's time, so employees are expected to find other work if their own desks are clear, or to help someone else with his or her work, but you never sit idle doing nothing.
What about lunch hours? Do you have to take them seriously?
Oh, yes, sure. An employee's lunch hour should be taken within the period allowed, unless you are officially discussing company business, say, on a business lunch. It's the same, too, with the end of the day. I mean, work until the day officially ends at 5 o'clock, unless you are in an office where flex time is the accepted practice.
Oh, so you have the flex time system, do you? I wasn't sure about that.
Oh, yes, sure. Flexible working hours, that is, starting or ending work earlier or later. I know it is still relatively new. However, there are more and more Americans on the system today. Well, for the same reason as in Europe, to keep traffic and commuting problems down. And as more women now work, it gives them more family time.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5. According to the man, what is the philosophy that some nations have?
Question 6. What do we know about American employees from the conversation?
Question 7. What may be the normal working time in America, according to the man?
Question 8.
What do we know about flex time?